your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Peterborough, Ontario's Alyssa Morrissey is joining me on the show tonight. Her latest album is called Way to Go, and I've got a song from that to play. We're also here to celebrate the release of Make Love Tonight, the first solo single for Ontario's Matt Williams featuring Alyssa Morrissey. Lots to talk about and two great songs to hear. Welcome to the show, Alyssa.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. Also, big shout-out to Michael Stover, who is behind the promotion and publicity for Make Love Tonight. So we'll say hi
Absolutely.
To Michael.
Yes, Michael's been doing lots and lots of work for us here to get this single out here. So, yes, he's been doing a great job.
Yeah, he does a great job with all that, getting the names out, the songs out. And the big news, the song was released on iTunes today, so people can go there anytime they like and download, purchase that song, and get some pretty good news. It's already doing well on the iTunes charts.
Yeah, it's already something like 180 right now on the iTunes chart, so that's pretty big step for the first day, I'd say.
Yeah. Exactly. First day, and the song is doing great, and it's going to continue to do so. It's just got a great pop country feel to it, and people are going to hear the song in a little bit and find out for themselves. Let's talk about your career for a bit, Alyssa, before we get into that, and we'll talk about Matt as well. Going back in your career, now you started performing, playing with your dad's band.
Yes, actually, yeah, that was quite a long time ago. I think I was about 11 years old when I started playing with them. And it definitely gave me some good experience and gave me experience performing on stage and in front of people. But, yeah, it's been a while now.
Yeah, well, when you're at it that long, you just get better and better and you hone the skills of performing. Some of your influence and some of your favorite performers in the country genre, Alyssa, are Shania Twain, I mean, who doesn't love her, Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland, and Taylor Swift, three big names that you draw inspiration from.
Yeah, definitely. Shania Twain, I grew up listening to her, and she's probably one of the main reasons why I even wanted to be a singer and a performer, because she just, every song she did and how she acted on stage and how she presented herself was just, it really spoke to me, and so that's definitely something that's an influence for me and a role model for me. And then, of course, Jennifer Nettles, we had the pleasure of watching her live in Nashville back in February when we went, and just even seeing her live, hearing her in a recording or seeing her on TV, she does the same job every time, and it's just incredible to watch, and it's definitely something I like to try and put into my own music as well.
Exactly, and I love Jennifer's voice. It's really country. She's always got so much energy, and she's so daring as a performer. And then we've got Taylor Swift. I think I read in your bio that she is your personality idol.
Yeah, I just think she's just such a fun person. When you see her in interviews or you see her on stage, I've seen her a few times now on I think the last three of her tours, and she's so creative and she's very smart that way. And of course her songs, which is what everybody raves over for good reason, because she speaks the truth and she can really, pull on those heartstrings and able to get everybody to relate to something that she's saying. So she's definitely been one of my role models for a long time.
Now, your album, your first one, goes back a few years, called Let's Not Call It Love, with some great songs on it. And you were discovered prior to that album, and a lot of this guy's songs are on it, great songwriter Cyril Rawson.
Yeah. Cyril, he's a great guy, and he's been a mentor for me basically since we started that first album. And I'm really starting to realize now, the more and more that I do writing myself and I'm working in the studio a lot more, how much I did actually learn from him and what I picked up on just from being around him for so long.
And he's an Ontario guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
pretty amazing the talent we have here in Ontario. I mean, Cyril Ross, and he's had his songs recorded by, these are just a few of the names, Reba McEntire, Gretchen Wilson, Laurie Morgan, the list goes on. So for him to have discovered you and had that impact, that's so amazing. What I love about country music is people in a certain position who have had that success are willing to help newcomers and point them in the right direction.
Absolutely. It means so much to have those people who have the experience and have the, you know, the know about and the talent that they, you know, can discover somebody or see something and just someone, you know, as young as I was at 15 and sort of help me find myself and help me develop myself as an artist. So it means a lot, and I do owe basically as far as I've come right now to him, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been introduced to Nashville, or, you know, who knows what would have happened. So yeah. I do owe a lot to him.
Pretty amazing. I'll just throw it to the website so people can check out at any time, alyssamorrissey.com, and to learn more about mattwilliamsproductions.com. Now, your latest album, Alyssa, released in 2013, is called Way to Go, and I've got the title track coming up in just a few moments. We're going to play that before the single with Matt, which we'll do a bit later. How cool was it to have that album in 2013 released, and how much fun was it putting that one together?
That one was a lot of fun. It was definitely, I feel, a little bit more of a more rewarding experience, because being so young when I did the first one, you know, I was kind of unsure of myself musically, and I didn't really know what to expect going into the studio and sort of all that stuff. But coming into this one, I definitely knew what to expect, and I knew what I wanted, and I knew how we wanted it to sound. And we worked for about 8 months on picking the right songs for it, because we sort of wanted to change the sound up a little bit and kind of keep people on their toes. So it's almost more of like an Americano type feel, which we really wanted. So it was a lot of fun, and I was really, really happy with the end result.
I think it's great when an artist can change things up like that, because, you know, there's a few years between albums in some cases, and you've developed new sounds and new styles and new likings in music. So it's great for not only for you, but for the audience to hear something a bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a big thing in this industry, is making sure you're coming out with new stuff and keeping people engaged and showing, you know, that you've got, there's a lot more to you than just, you know, the regular thing that you've been doing before. So it's definitely something I really want to keep doing, and of course have something sort of standard that people can know you by, but definitely keep things a little different and exciting.
Now, how important, Alyssa, would you say that social media is? It's obviously a great way to promote, and maybe it's a very crucial way to promote music through YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all those online ways. How important do you feel it is in your music specifically?
I think it's very important, because now we have this opportunity for people all over the world to just keep up on what we're doing and to follow us and hear our music and stuff. And just by the click of, you know, a button or looking on your phone nowadays, you know, just something as simple as that. And it's really good to be able to take advantage of that, because that's how we can get our stuff out there and get the new fans. And I found that it's actually helping a lot with my career, as I've been gaining some more followers and new fans. And it's definitely helping with, you know, selling the songs or getting myself out there.
Yeah, I think it's great when artists obviously take part in social media and then maybe respond to a tweet or something on Facebook, and so the fan feels that they're being acknowledged and heard, which is great.
Absolutely,
we're
going
to hear you now. In fact, the title track, Way to Go, from your current album, alyssamorrissey.com. People can check it out there. Let's talk about Way to Go. First of all, the songwriters on it, and what made you record this one?
This one meant a lot to me, because I think it was one of the first ones that we decided we wanted to have on the album, and the reason why I decided it to be the title track of the album was because a lot of the songs, if anybody's had the chance to listen to them, it's sort of that theme of, you know, you're realizing that you were in a place in your life where you were with somebody in your life that you don't necessarily want to be there anymore, or you don't need to be there anymore, and you're moving on and you're kind of finding your own way. And so this song was sort of like a tongue-in-cheek type way of saying, you know, you gave me this way to go, because you know, of how you were acting and how you were treating me. So, way to go, basically. It's kind of a little bit sarcastic, but definitely, you know, I hope a lot of people can relate to it. I'm sure they can.
It's a great song. Let's hear it now. This is Alissa Morrissey and Way to Go on In the Country.
The gravel and steer me down the route. Then wound me through the desert in the night with everything I own. There's no tears here to blur my vision. Vegas lights shining in the distance. Yeah, you gave me freedom I didn't know I wanted. I guess I my heart blew any kiss apart. I couldn't take it anymore. Baby, you opened that door. You gave me a way to go. Way to go. Yelling out the dashboard, high beam headlights pointed to the cow. Every mile feels my conviction. That tank of gas was a good decision. Yeah, you gave me freedom I didn't know I wanted. I guess I thank you, I thank you. The way you broke my heart, blew any chance apart. I couldn't take it anymore. Baby, you opened that door. You gave me a way to.
Peter Burrell on Cherio's Alissa Morrissey. That is called Way to Go. It's the title track from her current album. You can head to alissamorrissey.com. That is a great song, and, man, you sound terrific on it, Alissa.
Thank you very much.
Now, there's an acoustic version of you doing that on YouTube along with mm-hmm. Matt, and you do some other cover songs acoustically, Thompson Square and Thomas Rhett and several others. Do you enjoy doing, first of all, cover songs and also doing them acoustically?
I love cover songs, of course, and really any song that that I can put, you know, my own sort of personal experiences into and sort of make it believable in that sense. I always say, too, something about songs that I like to sing that aren't necessarily my own are ones that I find can sort of explain how I'm feeling or a situation I've been in better than I can. So that's definitely something what I look for in doing cover songs. But acoustically, I love either or. I love doing a full band, the excitement of that, and being in a venue where you've got maybe a bigger crowd that's excited about the fact that you've got the drums and the electric guitars and all that sort of stuff going on there. I love that. But also there's something about acoustic that I think is very personal and, you know, you can really put in a different feeling in any song and kind of changes it up a bit. So, I really like doing either or.
Yeah, the acoustic just adds, especially if there's a show that's produced and then you stop for a moment and maybe do one or two songs acoustically, it makes it stand out that much more, and it's just focuses on the lyric, of course. And you guys do a great job, so I'll encourage our listeners to head to YouTube and check out some of the cover songs and some of the other stuff you guys are doing acoustically. Now, you mentioned Nashville, and you were there to take in a lot of the fun there and to do some work, and I understand you're heading there once again this June for CMA Fest.
We are. We've actually got a couple shows down at the CMA Fan Fest this year, the first weekend in June, and I'm really, really looking forward to that because I had the pleasure of actually attending the Fan Fest a couple years ago with my family, and it was such an incredible experience. I definitely recommend that anybody check that out at some point in their life because it's crazy for the 4 days there. They've got the streets locked down and music playing everywhere. You never know who you're going to see just walking around. So I'm definitely really, really excited that we get to be a part of that this year and performing.
And who have you met the last time around at CMA Fest? Anybody in particular that stands out as being somebody you had been looking forward to meeting, one of the big country stars, and then you had that chance?
Yeah, actually, I got the chance to meet Taylor Swift.
Oh, great.
And it was very, very, very cool experience for me. And we also got the chance to run into Keith Urban as well after one of his performances. So he was just leaving and hopped back in his car and drove off, but he was giving us all high fives and waving. And, it's really cool. You never know who you're going to see down there.
That's pretty amazing. CMA Fest coming up in June. Now, you and Matt will be promoting the big song we're going to be hearing shortly called Make Love Tonight. Have you guys had a chance yet to do it at a venue and perform it together?
We have. We did it. We played it once so far at a fundraiser show that we did about a month or so ago. And it was good. It was actually when we had just sort of officially decided how we were going to, the arrangement and everything. So we kind of tested it out on the audience, and they really liked it. But
nice.
Yeah, so we haven't done it yet live in front of a lot of people, but we're definitely going to be incorporating that into our shows for sure.
Awesome. Well, it's soon will be a fan favorite. It's out at iTunes now, so people can head there to download the song. And let's talk about the writing of it. So there's four writers on it, Matt, Alyssa, who I'm speaking to, of course, Doug Fokins, and Adam Newcomb, who's also the producer of the song, which happened to be produced at Newcomb Studios. He does such a great job. But let's talk about the writing side of things first. How did this song come about?
Actually, so Matt sort of just came up with the idea one night on his own, and the next night him and I were rehearsing for a show that we had coming up. I think this was actually last summer, and so he played it for me, and I was blown away. I was like, you know, this is definitely something that I think will do really well, and he's like, well, let's work on this together. So we started writing it, and then he was able to bring in Adam and Doug, and with the help of them, it just the whole song took on a life of its own, and we're really proud of it now. It took a while, and it took a lot of work to get it to exactly where we wanted it to be. Lots of nights of rewriting, re-recording, and figuring out the arrangement, but we finally got it to the place where we wanted it.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to get a sound just right and a song just right, as you said there. And I had a chance sometime in the last year to go to Adam's studio, and he was producing a demo, and it was quite an amazing experience to see it come together. The quick way, I guess, he could do it in one sense, and just the precision and just, I mean, the great overall sound. So it must have been cool for you, Alyssa, when you heard the song, you know, the layers and everything being produced and working its way to what we're hearing now.
Absolutely, yeah. It's cool to sort of be there as well and watch him work at in some points with the song, and then just to see him, you know, do his thing and have it all come together. It's very cool. It's very cool to be a part of.
And it's sort of a family musical project, let me put it that way, because along with Adam Newcomb, Matt Newcomb, his brother, is a guitar and – or actually – there's two Matts here, so Matt Williams on guitar, but Matt Newcomb on drums.
Yes, yeah. he's a great drummer as well, and it's definitely, it helps when everybody is such good friends and family. It kind of makes everything just a little bit more rewarding when you get to work together and everyone's, you know, we're out to get the same goal and just to make the song sound amazing, and which they all have done a great job of.
Well, we're going to share the song now and come back and talk about more, but a lot of people will be hearing this for the first time because the song was just released today. It's on its way to radio. It's at iTunes, and a lot of big things are going to happen with this song. Let's share it now. It's Matt Williams. It's his first solo single, featuring Alyssa Morrissey, my guest on the line from Peterborough, Ontario. This is their song called Make Love Tonight on In the Country.
Friday night a couple years ago, you held my hand at the fireworks show. We said goodbye, but I never believed it was really the end of you and me. Now here we stand, like strangers in the night. Let's relive the past. Baby, just turn down those lights. I wanna make out.
And that is the first solo single from Ontario's Matt Williams. Many of you know him as one-third of Western Avenue. First solo song called Make Love Tonight, featuring my guest, Alyssa Morrissey. The song sounds great. You can head to iTunes to download it. A couple of websites you can check out, of course, Alyssa and Matt, alyssamorrissey.com and mattwilliamsproductions.com. The song sounds amazing.
Thank you. It's crazy to keep hearing it over and over again. It's each time I hear it, I'm very happy with how it sounds.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's just got that very melodic, very listenable quality to it. You want to keep listening to it. And great production on it. That is so key in a song. As good as a song is, you've got to have the right production to really take it to the next level.
Absolutely, yes. Adam definitely nailed it on that one.
Again, the writers are Matt Williams, Alyssa Morrissey, Doug Folkins, who's also a great writer, and Adam Newcomb. Now, let's talk about Doug. I don't know how well you know Doug. I know him a bit. I know he's a great writer. He's doing a ton of writing. He has for a long time, of course, but having a lot of success as of late.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually had the pleasure of writing a song with him, just him and I, a few months ago. And he's just such an easy guy to get along with and to write with, and he's definitely really good at what he does. So I'm glad that he's been a part of this one as well with us.
That's awesome. Now, let's talk about Ontario Country Artists, and specifically the CMAO organization, Country Music Association of Ontario. This year, their second annual award show, which is pretty much sold out, if not very close to being, on May 26th in Markham, Ontario. Mm-hmm. Jason McCoy hosting. I mean, not only just the award show, but the amount of talent we have in Ontario is quite amazing.
It's unbelievable, actually. You never really realize that, you know, all the talent of the big names even that have come from Ontario. It's crazy to see, and I'm very proud to be a part of that and hopefully become one of those big names as well.
I think you're on your way to that, to being up there with those names and you know, getting a chance on that stage, both literally and figuratively. And last year, Charlie Major was the host, and he was amazing, and the lineup was, you know, from the big names to the newcomers, and again this year with Jason McCoy hosting. It's going to be a great show. I think it's so important that Ontario has this strong organization, because it's a good form of support and encouragement.
Absolutely.
And they do the demoramas to give people an opportunity to show their stuff. We're very lucky to have the organization.
We are, definitely, and just seeing the support that everybody gives each other as artists and just people in the industry, it's great to see that everyone's kind of there to help each other along and to support each other and you know, learn new things. And it's good when they throw these big things, because it gives everybody a chance to get together and see each other.
Exactly.
and kind of, you know, keep up with what everyone's been doing, and I'm very looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Now, Alyssa, with all the talent shows we know over the years, American Idol, The Voice, and all the local ones as well, do you think you would be a good judge, a good mentor in that forum and even outside of it at some point? Would you ever want to be part of somebody's career and maybe produce or at least give them pointers on how to develop their career?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've grown up watching those shows with my family, and it's always, you know, it's cool to see when you have experienced things yourselves or you know, certain opinions about things. It's definitely something that it's hard to do. Not everybody can do it, and it would definitely, I think, it's hard. It must be hard for those big judges up there on American Idol to have to sit there every night and to judge the other people. But definitely to give pointers and just from my own experience, I would love to do something like that. And actually, this past song that we just did here, this Make Love Tonight song, just being in the studio with Adam and Matt and sort of kind of being a part of how we wanted it to sound and almost co-producing it's definitely something that I think I'd like to get more involved with in the future, and not necessarily for my own stuff, but I would love to be a part of somebody else's as well.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool to, and really rewarding to produce another act and help them out and feel like you're helping them move forward, shaping
Absolutely.
Their career. I think that would be a great opportunity for you and a really cool transition or to do as you're doing your own music kind of at the same time. Now, Matt, of course, is your duet partner here, and I'm sure with the success of this, there'll be more duets with Matt, more performances, of course. But out of the whole country world out there, is there somebody, Alyssa, that you would like to record a duet with for a future project?
I mean, there's always been, you know, a dream of mine. Somebody I would love to even whether it's recording a song or just to perform with, would be Keith Urban. He's
nice.
he's a huge kind of a huge role model for me, just seeing him on stage and how he portrays himself, and his songwriting is everything about him. He's one of my favorites. So, yeah, I think maybe as who I could say right now, he's definitely somebody I would love to be able to perform with one day, or record a song with. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, oh, for sure. He's a popular answer. Everybody, even male artists who want to record with him and have. He's an amazing talent, and it's so interesting to see his progression on Idol as a mentor and a judge. And I think he does a great job on the show.
I agree. I think he's definitely a great aspect on that show, just for his experiences and, you know, what he knows. I think he does a great job doing it.
Now, have you had a chance, Alyssa, to turn other of your friends on to country music? Because it seems to me that sometimes people think they don't like country music because they haven't listened to it. But when they get an opportunity, if it's a friend like you, and then they hear the stuff you're doing, they'll go, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a lot of my friends, whether it's me or just the fact that, you know, country music has become so much more popular in the last few years than it was before, even with the younger generation. But definitely, I know my brother, he was never a huge country music fan, and we've brought him down to Nashville with us the last few times we've gone, and I think we've sort of started to make a fan out of him, because he's a performer himself, and he plays guitar and sings, and we can hear him up in his room a lot of the times now, playing some of the hit songs that are on the radio, and it's funny because he won't really admit it that he loves it, but we know that he does. And I think it's just almost like he's been forced to like it because he's hearing it with me and with my family and everything. So it's kind of funny.
That is really funny. I love that, and it's so true. I mean, sometimes people get into it without realizing that it's maybe even a country song they're listening to in some cases, but it's so great when people actually listen to it and sort of get their mind around, or their mind block out of the way, and they actually end up, I've seen that a lot of times when they've actually ended up loving country music when they gave it a chance.
Absolutely,
do you have a favorite stage? Yeah, do you have a favorite stage, Alyssa, that you've performed on yet, a place that you just feel comfortable at, or it was an exciting experience being on?
Favorite stage? I think probably the one that I played on the most is the place here in Peterborough where I had both of my CD release concerts and actually a few fundraising concerts that I put on, the Market Hall here. I guess I've played there so many times now that it's something that I feel super comfortable on, but I really don't have a favorite one. Basically, just performing in general and being on any stage is a favorite for me. Anywhere I can play live is something that I really, really love and enjoy, so... As of right yet, there hasn't been a big monumental one, but I'm hoping for that feeling. But anything right now is just performing in general. I love.
Is pretty cool. And when you're on stage performing, do you like to tell stories about the songs or something about your life? Do you like to communicate in that way with the audience?
Yeah, I think that's a really big part in performing, because for me, something that I look for when I go to a concert or to a show and to see a live performance is, you know, do I believe that performance? Am I believing, you know, what you're singing? Or if I can hear the story behind it and see, you know, sort of maybe the passion and the emotion in that person singing it, I can really feel it and believe it. So for me, wanting to see that on stage, I definitely want to then do that myself and make, you know, everybody believe and see what I'm singing and give a story behind the song and sort of help everybody relate to it just a little bit more.
That's great. Let's talk a bit more about Nashville, Alyssa, and you've been down there a few times, and I know that you love it, and CMA Fest coming up in June, you'll be there once again, but let's talk about how important you feel it is for an artist, say, from Ontario, who is wanting to pursue country music. How important is it for them to get down to Nashville and make some connections and just find out what that's all about?
I think it's very important. I mean, it's not something that I think... You know, if you don't get down there, you know, right away in your career, I don't think that's something that really will affect you, because you know, the truth is these days connections are everywhere. You know, you can be connected with somebody up here who's connected with someone down there, and
true.
You don't necessarily have to be there, but it's, I think it's just somewhere where, you know, if you really do have a love for country music, it's something you're just going to appreciate so much more, just being down there at the, you know, kind of the hub of it all, and experiencing walking by each bar and hearing, you know, every band that's in there playing day in, day out, you know, trying to make it big. It's almost humbling to see that there's so many people that are just like you, that are just striving to have this, you know, dream come true. And it's just it's a magical place to be, I think, if you're really into that sort of scene. And I just definitely think it's important to get down there and to experience that.
One of the places I really enjoyed, I was down there a month ago approximately, was the Listening Room, which, and there's a lot of different venues there, of course, to listen to music, but this was really cool, a nice sized place, nice food, but songwriting rounds with writers at different levels. So you had writers who were maybe starting out or probably a little more than that, but not maybe huge success. But then you had the writers who had written, you know, a song for Tim McGraw, a song for Kenny Chesney, and it was so cool just to hear them talk about the songs and them sing those songs.
Wow, yeah. It's incredible, too, because they just look like everyday people as well, eh? You don't
That's
expect,
right.
you know... That they've come up with this, you know, this amazing piece of music. They just kind of, that's the one thing too that I love about everyone down there is they're so, you know, just humble, and they're so, you know, laid back, and they walk in somewhere and you wouldn't even know that they've done these amazing things. But
okay.
Yeah, it's definitely a very cool thing to see when you get to watch something like that.
That's right, to know that they created that song and how thrilling it must have been for them to have written it and then for it to go on to be a huge hit for somebody or an album cut or whatever recognition the song got.
Yeah.
But it's great, you know, great to hear it, songs
Absolutely.
In that kind of venue.
Yeah,
we have been celebrating.
Sure.
Yeah, lots of things here with Alyssa Morrissey, learning about her career, her first couple albums, and, of course, celebrating the release of Make Love Tonight, the first solo single from Cobourg, Ontario's Matt Williams, featuring Alyssa Morrissey. The two of them on that song sound great together. It's available on iTunes as of today, so you can head there now. You can check out the websites for Alyssa and Matt, alyssamorrissey.com and mattwilliamsproductions.com to learn more about them and check out more of the music. It's on YouTube as well, Facebook and Twitter. You'll find them there as well. Alyssa, been great sharing this time with you and having a chance to hear this great new song.
Oh, thank you, thank you, Dave. I've been, you know, it's been a while since I've gotten the chance to sit and talk with you, so I'm honored to be on here with you.
Well, it's been my pleasure to chat with you once again. Again, the song written by Matt Williams, Alyssa Morrissey, Doug Folkins, and Adam Newcomb, produced by Adam Newcomb at Newcomb Studios in Cobourg. And another shout-out to Michael Stover for setting up this interview and for doing such a great job promoting his artists and getting their names and music out there. Alyssa,
Absolutely.
Thank you, and have yourself a great night. We'll see you around.
Thank you so much, Dave. You as well.
Awesome. My guest has been Alyssa Morrissey. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, you can head on over to inthecountryinterviews.com.